I'm going to give a couple announcements or actually read some articles here before we start, because this has to do with what we're talking about. We've been talking about infiltration, and our churches have been infiltrated for a long time. And it used to be fringes, but now it's mainstream, as you know. And Holly Pivick, I think that's how you pronounce her name, she has a book called Counterfeit Kingdom, which I've read. And she also exposes the New Apostolic Reformation. And she has an article here. I want to read just part of it for you to know what's really going on. And I'm going to put a link below, Beware of the New Apostolic Reformation, if you could do that, Mark, so you understand what that is, because I don't have time to go into it. But this is an article that she wrote, and this was about yesterday's prayer, National Day of Prayer. National. Beware when it says global, national, all these different things. That's all part of this new system. Churches, and I'm just going to read just a little bit. If you want to go look it up, you can. But churches across the nation will take part in the National Day of Prayer, May 4th, unaware that this event was overtaken by New Apostolic Reformation, or the NAR, theology and practices many years ago. NAR influence has come from the top leadership, whose board of directors include apostles and the leaders of the NAR organizations, including the Justice House of Prayer, D.C. The NAR practices and buzzwords are promoted and referenced throughout the National Day of Prayer website and materials, including the Dominionist Seven Mountain Mandate, or Seven Societal Spheres of Influence, Prayer Declarations, and Warfare Prayer. So just a heads up on that, just to see how far this has really gone. It's like we're getting killed one slice at a time. What is it? 1,000 cuts, they call it. Now, the other article I wanted to share with you, and I think we've experienced this. This is another thing that I think is secret that's not real public yet, but I believe it's happening. I think it's been happening with our meat. The frankincense meat is here. We went to, I won't mention the name, but we went to our favorite barbecue place, and they gave us our sandwiches, and I took a bite, and I said, this is not meat. This is not meat. And the brisket was, it's usually really tender, and it was just chunky and hard, and we never complain or send it back. Many times we should have, but we never do, and our waitress knows us, and she knows we don't complain, and we just said, what is this? And she goes, well, that's unacceptable. So she sent it back and gave us another one, the same thing. And I thought, well, huh? The fat wasn't normal either. Yeah, the fat wasn't normal. The meat wasn't normal. And sometimes how, you know, your first instinct is, this isn't meat. I mean, this was like, it didn't have the taste, or the texture wasn't right. And we kind of noticed that with chicken a while back, that there's a place that we went to, which we don't go to anymore, and the chicken was not real chicken. And come on in, guys. So here's an article. So this part here is, actually this started a long, long time ago, but they're bringing it out in the open now. And this is an article, one of them is from 2016. I think I missed a part here on this one. Okay. This is, it's called Redefine Meat. An Israeli startup is evolving into large beef cuts. A factory in Holland, and this isn't just in Holland, but it's Israel, the UK, Germany, and the Netherlands, and I believe it's the United States, after our experience that we've had at some of these restaurants lately. A factory in Holland prints 500 tons of steak per month, yep, on a 3D printer. 3D, yep. The company Redefined Meat supplies German restaurants with printed fillets. About 110 German restaurants are already buying meat from Redefined Meat. It does not contain any animal-based ingredients or byproducts. It's made of soy, peach chicks, it goes on and on, proteins. It mimics flank steaks. And they say eating less meat will save the planet. And they call this the new meat revolution. and that's good for the environment and it's kind to animals, and their quote, it's delicious. With cutting-edge technology, plant-based new meat is creating a sustainable future. Now, we know anything with a sustainable label is the new system. And I call it Frankenfood. But a lot of people, I know I have friends in Sweden, and they've switched over there, and they are already doing this, and they actually despise meat. They hate it. It's like, that's, you know, it's been almost shamed, like it's... So this is an article from 2016. It said, we must eat less meat. Could these three alternatives help save our planet? Now, again, we're talking about Romans 1, how they're putting the environment and the planet over people, right? A couple of things. The goal is to keep the global warming below a certain whatever, as set out in the Paris Agreement, is an ambitious one which will require new policies, a change in consumer behavior. That means you have to change what you're doing. Or if you don't like what they're doing, if you don't want to make the changes, they will make those changes for you. And just think about technology. It's one thing with, you know, with our devices, but now with our food. A change in consumer behavior and technology innovations across a wide range of industries. The spotlight often falls on, you know, the emitters of oil and gas. We know what they want to do with those wonderful lithium batteries that are so great for the environment. Without reducing livestock production and consumption, the ambitions of the Paris Agreement will be impossible. So they got to get rid of the animals. Livestock production is responsible for 14% of the greenhouse emissions. And they show how much every country consumes. But this was 2016. So now we are, here we are. This makes meat production one of the sectors most urgent in need of a rethink. So now we're rethinking. So they're talking about Denmark. They're having active consultations on the introduction of a, if people don't get with it, they're going to introduce a red meat tax.
Oh my God.
And the red meat tax will also be coming to a tax near you, basically. It's a market for products with the taste, texture, and nutritional benefits of meat, which you can't tell me that they can outdo what God did. Which can be produced in a more sustainable way. The growth of artificial meat. A group of startups are applying cutting-edge thinking in biotechnology, medical science, and manufacturing to help meet this technology challenge. Other meat-based products being replicated without animals include egg whites, milk, gelatin. Startup companies... Of course, Israel's a big one. This is a lot of where this is coming from. Cultured meat to mass market, developing lab-grown hamburger and sausages. That's a thing of the past. They've been doing that, but now they're really introducing the steaks. And, of course, there's tissue-engineered chicken breasts.
Ew.
Doesn't that sound just... And not only our meat, but also our vegetables. This is why they're buying up all the land. They're buying up and basically getting rid of the farmland. Well, actually, other people are buying up the fine farmland, but not for what we did in our generation. Now the new system is taking over, and they're growing vegetables in these large warehouses. They grow 24 hours a day, providing fresh produce for urban markets while reducing water and chemical consumption as well as transportation costs. They call this a food tech revolution as part of what is required to meet the global demand for protein within the environmental constraints of our planet. So, we see the infiltration of the church, the prayer meetings that we just talked about, and now our food. We see, and a lot of people just think this is the most wonderful idea, but they don't realize, I mean, they don't know the chemicals that are put in this.
Yeah.
And they make it sound like it's so great. But if you go, I read some labels on what are actually in some of these. It's amazing. It's words you can't say, words you can't pronounce, and very long lists of them. So now getting, if you want to open up to the book of Jude, we'll hit the book of Jude today. And I want to thank you for your emails. I got some great ones yesterday and today. Sometimes I need encouragement, and your letters encourage me, so thank you. We're talking about infiltration because I'm telling you, America's in trouble. We all know that. We see what's happening. And if you don't understand what the woke movement is, it's an ism. I can't even say the word now because I'll be shadow banned more than I am right now. But you know what the ism is, okay? The C-ism, okay? Well, I'm going to talk about that. But the whole woke movement, that's really what we're talking about. And the reduction of stores, consolidating all the retail stores. When you have your isms in charge, you don't get a lot of selection. There won't be the selection that we've had before. A lot of these things coming in from 2020, from 2030, they said there'd be the most changes that have ever happened. And basically, we're starting to see some of these changes with our banking systems, our money, all these different things. And we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. You'll get weary and you'll get tired and you'll get freaked out, right? So just trust that He knows our days, that He'll meet all our needs. And some of the biggest needs we have right now is finding people on the same page. When you have real fellowship with people, just treasure that. Because there's not a lot of people that research anymore. There's not a lot of people that have an attention span to even listen to a message like this anymore. Because now they're all on TikTok and they want 3 seconds. They want 15 seconds. Because their brains can't handle truth. And that's what we say around here is the devil's not getting my brain. We got to keep it, renew it, use it, research, do your own research, check out everything as long as we still can, because that's the other thing. In war, they take down your communications. Yeah. And that's what they want is the communications taken down so that everything is censored. And we have been censored. And thank God that we still are here. But anyway, so in the winter of 1944, and I say this because the enemy likes to do things and repeat it. What worked in one country, they seem to rinse and repeat, but because we don't understand history and we've never studied it, we don't even know what to look for. Like in the Bible, when they did war, they always clogged up the wells, and they'd throw stones in their wells so they couldn't have water. Well, the enemy wants us, you know, and you're hearing a lot about the water being bad everywhere. Just a couple things I want to say. Get a distiller. If you have, don't drink tap water. Some of these bottled water too with the plastic. It's just tap water in a bottle. Try to get a distiller if you can. And then, you know, it doesn't have much in it, but you need water. And then get a little vitamin mix or something. So you get vitamins too. But make sure you have good water. And just invest in a distiller. We have WaterWise. We've had it for years and years and years, and I just ordered another one because that way it's whatever they're putting in the water, what's ever going on, at least you know what's in that. It's distilled, okay? There's different ways you can go that way. The other thing is toothpaste. Look at the warning on most toothpaste. It'll put a warning that it's a toxic material. Fluoride is a toxic material, and get non-fluoridated toothpaste. And fluoride does not help cavities. They use it to dumb down people in the camps, the concentration camps. It makes people less resistant. It lowers their IQ, makes them easily controllable. So there are some solutions we can do. They seem like small steps. Use cash whenever you can. Use cash, cash, cash. Don't just be, use it while we can. Write checks. They want to get rid of some of those things that are going to change, but we can prolong it if we just don't consent and just go along and act like a zombie, right? So anyway, all that back to in the winter of 1944, the Germans had a strategy known as the Battle of the Bulge. And their strategy was to disrupt and misdirect American troops when the battle began. So what happened, these German people, they took prisoners of war uniforms, Americans, and they put it on. And they studied through American movies and slang words and what Americans talk like, and they started training some of their soldiers to speak like Americans, dress like Americans, and then they'd go and they would change the signs, disrupt things, and just bring total confusion. So they dressed up and they infiltrated the Americans and put up roadblocks, directed military units the wrong way. Total confusion. It's called Operation Grief. And it delayed the American troops, but eventually they were found out. And 18 of the infiltrators were captured and tried, faced firing squads. Some places you read, they'll say many more. Some escaped when they knew that their cover was blown. So it didn't totally do what they wanted. But if you look at movies today, you'll always see they always find uniforms and blend in and pretend they're somebody they're not. That's the strategy of war. And that's what an infiltrator does. They go in into a group or church or whatever, and they get in with all the decision makings, and they find out information, and then they also attack from within. A lot of church splits, I believe, are from people that were sent in to divide that church. They'll send Jezebels in after the pastor to try to destroy a pastor or something. The enemy's got no new tricks. There's nothing new under the sun, but we just don't know them. So we have to learn. And it's good to know your enemy and what he wants to do. And infiltration is one of the big ones that can cause a lot of damage in churches, because they come in, they bring in their new doctrines, they bring in all that. And what does it do? It takes you away from the God of the Bible, and it gets your eyes on the celebrity preacher. And it's been happening for years and years and years and years. It causes much, much damage. So the soldiers back then, they were trained to pay attention to details about the procedures and uniforms. Even as a patch was put on in the wrong place, it could be a sign of an infiltrator and someone who's not who they say they are. And this is a day where the enemy loves to, even people now that are on these social media sites, they have people that come in and they attack you. And what do they call them? Trolls, this and that. They say stupid stuff. I had one today. And it's just like, you can just tell they're not really, I don't know if it's artificial intelligence or what it is, someone being paid or whatever, but they're not who they say they are. Not everybody that says they're a Christian is one. So it is with the church, and the book of Jude warns us about infiltrators in the church and what to do about them. So here in Jude, verse 3, talks about contending for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares. So if they crept in back then, guess what? They're still a-creeping. They're still creeping in of... And he warns us almost in every book that beware of false prophets and teachers. And he said, ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness, say that five times, and denying the only Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not, and the angels, which kept not their first place, but left their own habitation. Can you imagine being with God, having that? How dumb can you get to be with Jesus and then, rebel? So a third of these angels rebelled. And that's why we have demonic influence today. We're dealing with these angels, the warring angels here. They left their own habitation. He hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. We got some strange flesh going on here today. They're set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, all these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Verse 11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward. And this is the thing. Many people are not really serving the Lord. They're serving money. They're serving. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. You got to serve the Lord and be obedient to him. Yes, he'll take care of us, but that can't be our motive. and the people that are just out for prophetic or prophet, you know who they are now. There's so many people that are exposing these people. I still can't believe some people that haven't woken up to this yet. There's spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water. They promise you this, and they promise you that, a great harvest, and do this and do that, and nothing happens. They're clouds without water. They're liars, right? So here we see infiltration in the church, even back here in the book of Jude. No, what is infiltration? It's secretly becoming part of that group to get information, to influence, or to put leaven in the group. What is leaven? It's wrong teaching. And wrong teaching will corrupt people. One thing I've seen in the movements I've been a part of is it makes you proud. The people that seem like they have everything going on, they're very arrogant. And you can't imagine Jesus being like this. He's not all about himself, and every message is about him and how great. There's so many narcissists in the pulpits today. And here it says we are to contend for the faith. That word contend in the Greek means agony. Jude is describing a battle that puts us in conflict with this world. And it really is. They want the unchurched to come in. What do? They brought the world into the church. The people didn't get saved. The church went down, right? Seeker friendly, all these different things. And now they're bringing in this woke stuff. And it's kind of confusing because we are called to awake, but also the great awakening. All this stuff is awakening to the God within. That's what they're saying. We have to have a revival. Find out who you are, just like in Genesis 3, how he deceived Eve. So we can tend for the faith because the truth doesn't change. Even though the world says it changes, there's a consequence to pay for rebelling against God. And here we see the angels faced it. We see Sodom and Gomorrah faced it. And we see people of our generation are going to have to face judgment, whether they think they are or not. Oh, God's so loving, he wouldn't do that. They try to change the Bible to fit their lifestyle. Guess what? He wrote the Bible, we didn't. And we have to contend for the faith because God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we contend for the faith, agonize because the infiltrators, and there's so many people that love the Lord that have been infiltrated. And now they're not really serving the Lord. They're following after men. And we all did it. We just had to repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry that that celebrity preacher got me. I thought he was. They just bring such destruction with their teachings. Someone I know just died recently, and they died saying they were healed. They had cancer, but they kept saying they were healed. I've kind of went through this with a few people. They can't admit reality that I am dying. And when you're dying, you shouldn't just be strange and saying, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Take that time with your family. Tell them, this person, some of these, they have no arrangements made because they're healed. So they don't, they're dead now. So you have to deal with all their stuff. They haven't had anything in place. And there's no closure with anyone because they said they weren't going to die. But you all see they're dying, But they can't face reality because they've been brainwashed by these infiltrators that have come in and preached different gospels and different Jesus and the whole slew. But it's destruction. And I believe they'll go to heaven, but I believe they were deceived while they were here. And the last hour should have been time with family and, sharing and saying, I love, instead of, nope, don't talk about that. Get out of the room. You have unbelief, so get out of the room.
Exactly.
These are shepherds who feed themselves. They're clouds without rain, trees without fruit. These are all the dangers of the infiltrators of the false teachers. Who are these infiltrators today? Well, some of them, we talked about the new apostolic, the false apostles. They say they are apostles. And people just run around with prophetic words, acting like they're God, giving words to people that can damage their life forever. Go move to Africa. You're called to the mission field. Well, you better bring them to Africa with you to tell them when you should come back if you're going to put all your faith and confidence in men. And who are these infiltrators? Those who preach religion just for money and who profit. The prosperity gospel, the word of faith, the ear ticklers. Now it's come to church to have an experience. That's mysticism. Then the Nicolaitans, they're the top-down leaders. God hated the Nicolaitans because they acted like they were better, and it's like a class above everyone else. And you have to look to them. Certain religions come to mind. This top-down leadership, the blood of Jesus makes us all the same size. We all are anointed. Did you know that? The Bible says you're anointed because you have the Holy One in you. There's not some guy that's greater. And that's that Nicolaitan spirit it's totally infiltrated all our churches. An imposter who has infiltrated an organization can do much damage, and then they push their agenda and they kill the church through division, through gossip, bad teachings. And if you're not with the pastor's vision that he casts, you're out. There's so much strange teaching. So sometimes an imposter claims to be a believer but is not. He's set in the church to destroy its foundations from within. Who do we see? We see Judas. 3.5 years he was with the Lord. He appeared loyal, anointed, or he was the appointed treasurer, but he sold out. And sometimes I can look at people and I go, what'd they sell out for? I wonder who bought them and whose agenda they're following. It's those loyal people you don't hear much about. Those that are in the trenches that are serving, that are loving. You don't hear them. You don't see them on TV. Sometimes they're the real ones. They're the real deal. But some of these people like Ananias and Sapphira sold out for money, for fame, or for having people look at us. And just a little bit here. Imposters are at work today. They bring destruction by infiltration to destroy the body of Christ from within. And remember, the real church isn't a building. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now we have infiltrators in our colleges, schools, seminaries, churches. They're all victims of these attacks. They have crept in, infiltrated its ranks and leadership's positions. In John 2, Jesus went in the temple and he took a whip and he got all the money changers out. I'd say today he'd be whipping a lot. He had a whole lot going on. So kind of something that I was thinking of, an analogy here, is the FBI would bring down organized crime families and gangs by sending in agents to infiltrate these organizations. And they'd gain information on who the leaders was or where their next shipment of drugs were going to be. And they pretended to be a gang member. So this is something that's used on both sides, right? So we have to know who is laboring among you and who do they really serve?
Right.
Titus, verse 11, teaching things they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. And what do? They prey on the weak for personal gain. 2 John 7, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, many antichrists. If there were then deniers of Jesus Christ, just think, now I want to say, I don't care if it's a political movement or whatever, they don't just get there unless they have been sold out.
Right.
Especially in this day and age, you've got to question everything and everyone. And ask more questions, right? And one last scripture, 2 Peter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. The problem is we didn't know there'd be so many of them. People sometimes say, would you name names? I go, there's too many to name. If you know the truth, that's the best thing, because when they start preaching, one of these famous preachers said, anyone that tells you to deny yourself is of the devil. Well, the Bible says we are to deny ourselves, pick up our cross. And I was like, oh, and then you watch her and all she does is she teaches false doctrine on prosperity and she's somebody's spiritual advisor. I don't care who she advises. She needs to advise herself, get her nose in the Bible and read it. Poof. I used to preach with her, that's why I say that. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily, that means secretly, shall bring in damnable heresies. What does that mean? Extremely bad, destructive teachings. And the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. Just like that. Well, you don't have to deny yourself. You should be able to have whatever you want. You should be able to live the dream. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you have to deny yourself. There's a lot of things your flesh wants, but that doesn't mean it's good. It's not good for you. Now today is just sin. If it feels good, do it, because God loves you. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. This is what's happening too. They make merchandise of you by using, you have to buy all their CDs and books. And they keep saying the same thing. One friend of mine wrote 100 books, but every book's the same with just a different title. Feigned words. They're not real words. This whole law of attraction came into the body of Christ. You can't say this or you'll have this. You can't do this, this, and that. The law of attraction is not biblical. That is a New Age teaching. And that's what many Christians live on. They live on the decree, declare. That's not scriptural either. They take one verse out of Job, and all of a sudden they're, you didn't even, that's another whole teaching. But there's just so much strange doctrines being thrown around in mainstream media, and nobody questions it. And if you question it, there's something wrong with you. You're not spiritual. Through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. There are consequences for infiltrators. A lot of us touch strange things because we thought we were right. And, you know, I think there's mercy if we repent and turn around, because there's a lot of condemnation. You know, the Bible says the teachers shall receive greater condemnation. There's a price to pay when you teach wrong doctrine. We're dealing with God here and His Word. And we have to answer to Him, right? So these people that don't repent, and that's why I say right now, it's a season we can repent. So we all need to repent. We need to pray for some of these leaders. I don't know, some of my friends, they're thick into this stuff, and I don't know if they've been bought out. I don't know what, I don't know their heart, but I just know what they're teaching is wrong, and I saw their lifestyles and how they treat people that work for them. It's almost better to work in a corporation of the world than with some of these ministries. They treat them just horrible. I mean, I've seen it firsthand in many fronts, many fronts. So what do? What's the solution? We keep our eyes on Jesus. We repent for looking to man. I mean, we want men to help us lead the way, but when they're taking us in a different way, what do? Come out from among them. Come out. Don't have anything to do with them. I've had friends, and I dearly love them as people, but because they were mixed up in all this and they wouldn't change, I just had to go my way. I went silently, quietly. I didn't attack. But you got to leave. You can't sit under that and expect it not to pollute your mind and to take you in a way that you aren't supposed to go. So, Father, we thank you that we have the truth. We have your words, and it's being silenced everywhere. Even in our churches now, they don't want you to preach long. They don't want you to preach on this. You can't preach on that. You just got to pump everybody up, make them feel great, have an experience, bring in the lights, bring in the smoke, bring in the action. Woo-hoo, we had church today. And that's the way the world is. But Father, I know there's a remnant, and that's who I'm preaching to, the remnant. We've come out of these. We repented. Some are still coming out, still trying to find truth. And I thank you, Father, for this space and time that we can all get right with you. That's the most important thing. As we prepare for these end times, with other ways that we need to prepare our heart. Make sure we have ought against no man. Make sure that we've forgiven, that we don't have to stand before you with an unforgiving, bitter heart. When you said, if you stand praying, forgive if you have ought against any. Because there are a lot of leaders that hurt us. But Father, we forgive them. Just as you have forgiven us, we forgive them with your grace and your mercy. And everyone said,
amen.
Jesus' name.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.